I just want to say to all of you that are listening out there on today, I love you. I really, really love you. And the reason I can say that is because when I read my Bible, I discover in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when I think about God did that for us, hallelujah. And as you study the Word of God, you will realize that he commands us to love one another. There are some commandments in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, and I'm sure you're very familiar with those commandments. And the very first commandment says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Hallelujah. Now that's great. That means that God does not want anything, anybody, any materialistic item, no silver, no gold, no nothing put in front of him. Why? Because he's a jealous God. And he wants us to love him with everything we have within us. And then Jesus came along and said that the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. It is a command of God. So when I say I love you, this sister here, I truly, truly mean it. And it is my heart's desire that before I'm done these next several minutes, that you would make it up in your heart that if you have an ought against a sister or a brother, that you would go to them, ask them for forgiveness, forgive them any ought that you have against them, and then just embrace them with love. Let them know that you love them. Because the Bible teaches us that how can you say you love God? And I know there are a whole lot of people, everybody in my church and every other church, that the doors are open in the name of Jesus Christ. If you were to walk in there and ask, how many of you love Jesus? Everybody's hand would go up. But what about that sister or that brother that you're sitting next to that you haven't spoken to in months? Oh, honey, I'm here to tell you, God sent me by here to tell you, that's wrong. That's not love. Because God said, how can you love him and you have not seen him? And then you can't love that person that you see right next to you, and yet you're bearing the name of a Christian. Over in the book of Galatians 5:22, it gives us a whole fruit basket that can identify real people, real sincere Christians of the Lord Jesus, because they bear certain fruit. And one of those main fruit is love. It's love, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, meekness, all that good fruit. So we have got to learn to get into a place where we deny ourselves, deny that false pride that the enemy wants you to carry around on your back. Put that down. The Bible says to lay down every heaviness that so easily beset you. It takes you out of the race when you're disobedient to God's word. And guess what? He's a forgiving God, praise God. No matter what it is you've done, all you have to do is confess it to him. 1 John 1:9 say, if you confess your sin, he will be faithful and just to forgive you for that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then you will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit that will enable you, that will empower you to go and say to that sister or that brother that you have neglected all this time, you know what? I know we had our misunderstanding, but I want you to know I forgive you. I hope you can forgive me. And let's move on in love, because God is love. Hallelujah. And you don't have to be fearful, because the Bible say perfect love, 1 John 4:18, perfect love cast out all fears. So you don't have to be afraid. Walk in the love. Walk in the Holy Ghost boldness. Jesus said in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:13, which is often quoted as the love chapter, he says that with love we can bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. And when I think of the word endure, praise God, it takes me back to that one of the fruit of the Spirit that says long suffering. Hallelujah. I know a lot of us don't like to deal with that one. A lot of us like to skip over that one. But God say that we can endure because he endured the shame of the cross. He endured everything that was thrown at him, even unto death. They beat him. They mocked him. They whipped him. Then they nailed him, hallelujah, to an old rugged tree. They nailed nails in his hands. They nailed nails in his feet. And then they pierced him in the side. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then they put a thorny crown on his head because he claimed to be king. Well, I got news for you today, my sisters and my brothers. Jesus endured. He endured that for you and for me. And guess what else? He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is so wonderful. He is a counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. So whatever it is that has come around to harden your heart, that old devil, the thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes, he can steal your joy. He can steal your peace. He can steal your faith. But the word of God say, greater is he that is in Jesus than he that is in the world. So that old devil is a liar. He is the great deceiver. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. So we have got to learn to love one another. And let us not just love in word. 1 John 3:18, it says, but in deed also and in truth. Hallelujah. And by love, serve one another. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and gave his life for us. A living sacrifice that we might have hope for the future and that we can have eternal life in him, and that when we're through down here, we can go and be with him and praise him forever and ever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. So in closing, my sisters and my brothers, let me reiterate one more time that if God so loved us, we ought to love one another, because it is the second greatest commandment. Well, be blessed, my friends. And as you go about sharing love this month, I want you to remember Jesus loves you, and so do I.